Listen, there's no substitute for prayer. There's no substitute. There's a school of prayer. You cannot skip it on your way to greatness. Every man must pray. Your future is the prayer you pray now. If you are not praying, your future is not guaranteed. If God wants to carry out His purpose on the earth, it must be connected to a living figure, somebody that can bless something to God. Can pray. You want to break in, pray. You want to break through, pray. Hallelujah. Act 20:32. The scripture says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Hallelujah. Which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. Hallelujah. It means the tool and material for transformation is God's word. Hallelujah. If you want to change a man's destiny, expose him to the word of God. If you want to change a man's capacity, expose him to the instrumentality of God's word. This apostle Paul, he said, I commend you to God's word. I commend you to God, so he's able to build you up and give you inheritance among them that are sanctified. It means anywhere the word of God is not being taught, people are not going to be built. Glory to God. It doesn't matter what spiritual activity is happening there. If the word of God, which is the tool for transformation, is not being taught, people cannot be transformed. Hallelujah. Now the scripture says, be not conformed to this world. It says, but be transformed by what? The renewal of your mind. How do you renew your mind? Through the word of God. It means the word of God can reprogram your life. It can redirect your life. Hallelujah. It can reprogram your life. So the word of God is that tool. So anytime you have opportunity to sit and listen to God's word, know that you are exposing yourself to the tool that will transform your life. Hallelujah. There's no other way. Glory to God. There's no any other way. He said that is what will build you up. So you want to grow spiritually, you want to be built up, you want to have capacity in the spirit, it means expose yourself. Be exposed. Have chronic interface with the word of God. It is able to build you up because it has the building substance. Glory to God. Then the second passage, it has the ability to hand you over, to hand over the inheritance to you. Hallelujah. That's why you see there are different kinds of believers. There are believers that are still babies. Why? They've not been exposed to this tool that can transform their life. Why? They are walking around places to places looking for a prophet to prophesy to them, looking for a man of God, just pray for me, you know, study for me, just release the word. Have you seen people like that? Yes. Why? They don't want to subject themselves to the tutoring of God's word. Hallelujah. So always pay attention to the word of God. And as I'm talking like this, the word of God is coming to you. What's happening is shattering mindset. The word is coming to is reprogramming a lot of things in your heart. And seeds are being sown in the inner quarters of your heart. Glory to God. So that is the tool for transformation. There's no other way. Hallelujah. You know, Pastor is starting a series today, which is the primitive apostolic practices, right? Hallelujah. Shalagabaya. You are going to be blessed. So. Amen. You know, whether I like it or not, here you are being trained to be a minister, whether in the pulpit or in the marketplace. Amen. It's the same diet. You are exposed to the same diet. Hallelujah. The same fasting, the same prayers, the same study, the same giving. Everything is the same. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. I'm going to share. I'll just continue on what I started sharing on Tuesday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. What's the topic again? Hallelujah. What's the topic again? The vow to pray. Hallelujah. This communion service, so to be very, very, very short. Amen. Genesis chapter 49, verse 27. So I started, we're looking at Genesis 49, 27, and we're talking about the vow to pray. How that every man has a season in his life where he should devour the prey. It says, Benjamin shall raven as a wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. Moabite. Oh, glory to God. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at the night he shall divide the spoil. We see a lot of young people that are trying to divide the spoil without having devoured the prey. They are relaxed and looking as if they've arrived when they've not done anything. You are trying to settle down when you have not done anything. You are trying to be complacent in Zion when you have not done anything. Why? Everyone has a unique calling upon his life. Whether a calling to the pulpit ministry, a calling into the marketplace, that unique calling should propel you. There are certain requirements. There are certain things you must do while it is day. While it is day. That is devouring the prey. Glory to God. It's synonymous to taking deep roots downward, because you're planning to bear fruit upward. The foundation for a two-story building is not the same thing as a foundation for a skyscraper. Are you following me? It's not the same. If you are planning to build a skyscraper, you can be laying foundation while the person building a two-story building is already finished and has even moved in. Are you getting me? Why you are still digging deep? So it means your substructure, which is that spiritual infrastructure, will determine your superstructure. It means the foundation, how rooted you are deeply, will determine the kind of fruit you produce outside. There are a lot of people that are laying shallow foundations. And what happens? It appears temporary, like they're bearing fruit. But give them time before you know they start feeding. Why do people feed like that? Why have you noticed? You see certain people, it's as if they are glowing. It's as if, wow, this person is doing very well and everything on the outside. But just give them a particular season and suddenly everything fades away. Why? Foundation. Hallelujah. Foundation. Glory to God. Isaiah. We'll start from there. Isaiah 37 verse 31. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root what? Downwards. And what? Bear fruit what? Can we read it together? One, two, go. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward. And what? Bear fruit upward. So he gave you the order. Take root what? Downwards. And then bear fruit upwards. Glory to God. Now, you know, I told you something that day. I said, for our lives, there's a season. There's always a season for everything. And a time for every purpose on the earth. And I said, the morning season presents itself to everybody. And you see, what you do with your morning season will determine what happens to your evening season. Glory to God. I don't care what you do. Every area of your life is like that. Glory to God. So we started saying, and I said, the morning season is a season of hard work. It's a season where you bear your yoke. It's this formative phase of your life. You're here, you're not even up to 40 or even 45. It means you are still in a major formative phase of your life. Building phase of your life. That's a season for you to take deep roots downwards. Glory to God. That's the season to take deep roots downwards. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16. It says, redeeming time, right? Redeeming. Buying time. Redeeming the time. You know, our destiny is lived in time. It means when you squander time, you are squandering a major aspect of your life. Redeeming time, because the days are evil. So any man that can master time can master life. Hallelujah. Yes. So how do you master time? You master time by setting clear priorities. I said it the other day. And how do you align your priorities? Your priorities are aligned based on your calling. Your priorities are aligned based on your area of calling. If you're called to the music ministry, for example, okay, you may be doing more of rehearsals, scoring songs, doing a lot of things. Or that person that is called into maybe the pastoral ministry and stuff like that may not be doing so much of that rehearsal. But you see, your priorities now differentiate both of you. Are you getting what I'm saying? So the activities you engage in the formative phase of your life are now different. And they are now specific to your calling. Are you getting what I'm saying? So the regimentation of your routine, what you do, is now different. It's now in line to your calling. Are you getting what I'm saying? And that's how you buy time. And that's how you expose yourself to that formative phase. That's why you build yourself in that morning season of your life. John chapter 9. Hallelujah. John chapter 9. Verse 4. This is Jesus saying something. Can we read it together? 1, 2, go. I must walk the works of him that sent me. While what? It is day. The night cometh when no man can walk. So the morning season, that season for walk. That is where you will walk. You will expend energy. Hallelujah. You expend energy. You know, I was listening to a man of God. He said something. He said, see, young people, don't take things easy. He said, don't take it easy. He said, I tell you, take this. He said, don't take this easy. He said, pray like you have lost your mind. Fast anyhow. He said, give anyhow. Don't take this easy. He said, if you take this easy, you'll be eased out. It means you are getting ready to settle for crumbs. It means you are getting ready to receive consolation prize from life. If you take things easy. I tell myself, okay, if you are going the way you are going, if you are doing what you are doing, how long will it take you to fulfill your destiny? You don't have eternity. You don't have eternity. Jesus said, I must walk the works of him that sent me while it is day. When are you going to go out to take that extra course? When will you go for masters? When will you read those books you're talking about? When will you go for that 40 days fasting and prayer? You'll be saying, okay, no, you know, I've been sensing my spirit. I'm going to do. When are you going to do it? It is your money season. When will you do it? Glory to God. As I'm talking to you now, I want you to be provoked. Hallelujah. I see a lot of young people that are just lackadaisical, relaxed. Everybody is just chilling, hoping that one day things will be better. You know, hope is not a strategy, right? There are people that have been hoping and hoping and they died. They were hoping and hoping until they died. Glory to God. Are you following so far? So you must be aggressive about your practices in the morning season of your life. In Amos chapter 6, so I say, woe to them who are complacent, who are at ease in Zion. At ease. You know what they are saying? It is done. Grace has covered me. Christ has accomplished everything in his death, burial, and resurrection. Yes, it is done. So if it is done, that means no more work. Do you understand? All I need to do is just to receive. Have you seen people talking like that? It's true. But you see, there's the other part of you. You can keep confessing like that and you will die. Nothing will happen. Do you know that there are people that are dead up till now? We still talk about them. There are people that have gone to build the Lord. We still celebrate their impact. And there are people walking across the face of the earth. Nobody knows them. Kai. It's like going through life and being a spectator. Kai. That's a terrible thing. Have you seen people? Have you seen fans in the football field? They are just watching. They will never play. They only watch. Prizes don't go to those that watch. Along the others, it go to the people that watch the football. They will watch and be talking. Wow, this person is making impact. Oh, that guy in TV, I know the guy. Oh, wow, this guy. They keep talking. They are spectators in life. They pass through life without being known. Make up your mind to be part of those that are playing the game. Part of those that are involved in playing, calling the shots in life. And it takes work. It takes energy. expending energy to be part of those calling short in life. Are you getting what I'm saying? So you must walk the works of him that sent you while it is day. Say this, I must walk the works of him that sent me while it is day. I am not complacent. I am not at ease in Zion. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Now, we talked about a plane, how that a plane expends lots of energy before it takes off. The energy it consumes taking up is more than the energy it consumes when it's cruising on the air. So it means when it's as if in this season of your life, pressures are coming everywhere. Eh? Pressures are coming everywhere. Do you know why? It's because this is the season where you can bear your yoke while you're young. Remember Lamentation 3:17? He said, it is good for a man to bear his yoke while he is young. It is good for a man to bear his yoke while he is young. Every man has a yoke to bear. In that morning season of your life. And God will give you that unusual strength to be able to bear it. He will give it to you. This is a season where you can cancel days. You just spend nights praying. This is a season where instead of sleeping in your house, you go, you do all night. You do certain things. You do certain practices. Why? You can bear your yoke while you're young. Can you project the scriptures, please? You bear your yoke while you're young. Listen, there are certain things you won't be able to do. Eh? When you are 40, when you are 45, when you are 50, I'm telling you. You know why? In your mind, you are thinking about school fees. In your mind, you are thinking about family problems. In your mind, you are thinking about a lot of things that occupy your mind. So, when you have time, what are you doing with your time? Hiya. Do you know that time lost is part of your life lost? So, it expends a lot of energy before it lifts from the ground. So what are you doing with this formative phase of your life? Are you aggressive about knowing God? Are you aggressive about seeking knowledge, specific knowledge, specialized knowledge? Are you aggressive about fasting and praying? Are you aggressive about giving? This is the time to dare certain things with reckless abandon. Yes. I'm all those days in the hostel, there are certain practices. We will pray, we will fast, we will give and be looking for TP to go to school. Sometimes we don't have money to buy Vaseline or cream. We'll go to our neighbor's place to go and rub Vaseline and go to school. Why? We're doing, there are certain practices we're doing because we just knew this was the season to do some of these things. Right now, I cannot go and go to my neighbor to give me cream. Can I do it? But you see, but you understand what I'm trying to say, right? There are seasons where you can dare and do certain things, meaning the repercussion is not as much as when you do it when you're older. Yes. So this is a season to run on the water. Hallelujah. To walk on the water. Because listen, everyone is going to have this season of their life facing them. What you do with it is what matters. I say with time, God will just delineate everybody. Glory to God. So I must walk the works of him that sent me while it is day. Now I mentioned two things, so I'll just go through them very, very fast as I'm looking at my time. Hallelujah. Number one, I said you need red hot hunger and desire, right? You can write it down. Listen, you cannot help a man that is not hungry. Eh? Pastor said, there was a season that pastor said, well, you need two things, hunger and anger. Meaning you are angry at the present state that you are, and you are hungry for the next level. Anger and hunger. When you see a man that is hungry, you can see it. It is palpable. The practices, you can see the man is restless. He is restless. He wants to break out. He is restless. He is daring things. Why? Hunger. He's angry. It means you are not satisfied, even though you are grateful. Grateful but dissatisfied. Grateful but dissatisfied, because you know you can be more than this. It means there are treasures inside you. You can be more than this. Glory to God. You can be more than this. So you dare things. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 1. Now hunger will drive you to do certain things. Hunger will drive you to pray and fast. That's number one. You can write it down. Hunger will drive you into prayer and fasting. The scripture says, through desire, a man having separated himself, he said, seeketh and intermeddled with all wisdom. Seeketh and intermeddled with all wisdom. Now let me start with this before I come to prayer. Meaning, in the place of hunger and desire, it will drive you to seek knowledge. Now that's what the scripture is talking about. Hallelujah. It will drive you to seek wisdom. What do you know? Do you know that the difference between you now and the you of your future, do you know that is a knowledge gap? Is a capacity gap. And that capacity gap cannot be filled if you don't seek knowledge. And this knowledge we're talking about both spiritual knowledge and both the knowledge you need in your expertise, in your area of calling. You say you're a lawyer, if we percuss you, if we ask you questions about law, can you sit us down and lectures and give us thorough details about the legal practice? So you seek knowledge, but you see, you need desire to separate yourself. You need desire to bring yourself, do you understand, to separate yourself from the crowd and fellowship and mix with wisdom. Your mind will never be transformed if you don't seek knowledge. Romans chapter 12, right? It said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because it is the knowledge, it is the word of God that can transform your soul. The scripture says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Converting the soul. Converting the soul. Converting the soul. So seek knowledge. It means be aggressive about seeking knowledge. And right now, we're in a generation where you can't say, okay, me, I just know I'm a doctor, so I don't know any other thing. I don't know anything about politics. Listen, no, you should know something about everything. Know something about everything. And then know everything about something. Knowing everything about something, it means being a specialist in your field. That means you know almost everything about that field. Then knowing something about everything, it means in every area, you know something. Glory to God. Yes. Very important. And then don't say, okay, well, me, I'm a woman. Okay, I've gone to school and everything. I'm just waiting. Let me just get married, you know, give birth to children and stuff like that. You know, there are people that have programmed their life like that. And listen, you know, marriage is not an escape route out of poverty. Did you get what I just said? It's not. I've seen people that are waiting for them to get married to just escape from the problems they've been having in life. Eh? Right now, I don't think any man is designed that kind of thing. Men right now don't want, you know, they say, you know, we don't want to marry. I don't know. Maybe things have changed though. But from my observation right now, Shalagada, if you are a lady and then you just, okay, you are waiting as an escape route, the man will not agree. I understand that there's a place where God blesses you with a man that can do everything, is good. But as a woman, be independent. Do you understand? Have your money. Make your money. Do you understand? Be on Forbes list. Make your money. Nothing is stopping you. There's no male Holy Spirit, no female Holy Spirit. It's the same Holy Spirit. The same energy supplies. Do you understand? So there's no limitation. So Seeking knowledge, very, very important. Be aggressive about your mind. You see, Africa has a way of limiting, of creating a limiting mindset. And the demons, they just form a stronghold around that mindset. So you must learn to break your mind, Kalabaya. You reprogram it. There was a season I was reading like mad. I was reading, Kai. I was expanding my mind. I would read all manner of materials. Because I knew where I was coming from. I knew that, guy, if you don't read and break out of this thing, there's no hope for you. I knew I needed to delete some old files. Some old files have been controlling my life. I needed to reprogram it and put in new code. So, you expose your mind. Expand the tensile strength of your mind. Expand your mental bandwidth. Do you understand? Because the more mental bandwidth you have, the more you can browse, the more you can see opportunities. I'm telling you, the more you can attract things. You expand your mental bandwidth. Don't be lazy here. So if you open their brain, it's dust. You need to fan it. You need to fan dust everywhere. Cobwebs everywhere. Harper. One book in 3 months. What are you doing? Your brain is not sweating. It's folding, rather. Dust everywhere. Entering everywhere. Those suckers, what do they call it now? You need to dust it. Do you understand? When you put a book on the shelf, when you put... Don't you see dust? See? Cobwebs everywhere. So if you have time now, you have to look at yourself in the mirror. Can't imagine your brain. There's cobwebs. There's cobwebs. You need to buy books and go and cancel it. Do you understand? Subject yourself. Lock yourself and immerse your brain. Soak your brain in knowledge. Let your brain sweat. You know, there's some people that they just feel this knowledge is for these people. No, every knowledge is for everybody. Knowledge is for everybody. And we have materials everywhere. Right now, the internet is crazy. Materials everywhere. But guess what? It's now becoming more of a distraction to people than a source of knowledge. Listen, anytime you catch yourself being lazy, you know that guy reading, you are dragging. It means you need, it's an emergency. It's an emergency. Let your brain sweat. It's an emergency. Hallelujah. So to drive you to seek knowledge, number two, or back to number one now, prayer and fasting. Listen, prayer and fasting is not exclusive to pulpit ministry. It's not exclusive to pulpit ministers. Hallelujah. It's not exclusive to pulpit ministers. Hallelujah. Prayer and fasting is for everybody. It's for everybody. Luke chapter 18 verse 1. Jesus spoke a parable unto them and said, He said, men, right, ought always to pray and not to faint. You are a man, whether he man or she man. Do you understand? You ought always to pray and not to faint. Give me the Amplified. Ought always. This is a spiritual infrastructure. You cannot take it anywhere. Do you understand? It cannot be delegated. It cannot be postponed. You postpone it, you will pray it later. Higher, you will pray it later. He said that they ought always to pray and not to turn coward eyes. Coward. Mumu. You understand? It means anytime you're acting like a coward. Do you understand? You're not praying. I don't know what to say again, but I just lift it from the scripture. Do you understand? And not to turn coward. Ought always to pray and not to faint, not to lose heart. Anytime you succeed, you have that chicken heart. You understand? You can't, you're not praying. You're not praying. There's no boldness. There's no energy. You know what it is prayer does for you? It supplies you with the necessary energy required to run with your destiny. Then required amount of energy to run with your destiny. That's what supplies. That's what the scripture says. The effectual, fervent, heartfelt prayer of a righteous man maketh tremendous power available, dynamic in his working. It makes power available. Anytime you are sluggish, you are being too slow, you are lacking motivation, you are lagging behind, easily offended. Before you know, you are tired. Somebody says, what have you done that you are tired? Prayers. 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 Sometimes when we come for prayer, there's some people pray as if their grandparents or their father have prayed their prayer for them. Have you seen people like that? They pray as if they are God's grand uncle. They pray as if they've arrived. There are some radical approach you must take to prayers. Because this is about destiny. When the scripture says creations are waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God, what is he talking about? What's he talking about? It means there are destinies that are tied to your rising. There are destinies that are tied to your lifting. There are destinies that will not be, that will not come up to light if you don't shine. There are people that will not be delivered if you don't shine. Do you understand? If you don't rise to take responsibility, you must pray. You must pray. Jesus, the Son of God, prayed. Sometimes had night sessions. Separate himself from the crowd and go and pray all night. What will help you to stand through tough times if not prayer? When the scripture says, if you faint in the day of adversity, see, your strength is small. Where do you think the source of that strength is coming from? Prayer. So when you need spiritual energy, when you need spiritual energy to propel you in the direction of your destiny, you need to pray. You know why? This time around, you're not praying because of you. You are praying because there are destinies locked up inside you. There are treasures. There are destinies locked up inside. That's why you are praying. You are praying because you know God has sent you to liberate nations. That's why you are praying. When you have pressure, you are being pressed on every side, pressures everywhere. You will go and lock up yourself and pray. You will look for neighbors, you look for friends, prayer partners, and pray. Fasting and prayer. Amen. Let me add fasting to it. Amen. Fast. Rocket fasting. Do you understand? When was the last time you fasted? Fasting should be a routine. It should be regimented in your life. Normal. Dr. Chimex is here. When we're at house, we lived radical. Nobody wakes up thinking about eating food. You can't do that. So that thing became part of me such that I can't eat food in the morning. It is impossible. I can't wake up and I'm thinking about what? No, and it's not about saying because I said I can't do it too. When I got married newly, like a few months after, my wife was feeding me morning, afternoon, evening. Man, my body reacted though. I'm telling you, I almost fell sick. I'm serious now, Abby. Yes. I thought maybe it didn't work. So we've resolved. Nobody thinks about breakfast. I'm telling you, I can't. If I do it, my body will react. That's the level I am right now. So I live a fasted life. You live a fasted life where you can easily hear. You can easily hear from God. Do you understand? Where strength is readily available. You are not lagging. You are consistent. Do you understand? Strength is readily available. Prayers. You cannot go anywhere without prayer. Ah. Give me that 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. That you have good idea, that your idea is wonderful. That God spoke to you. You had clear vision, satellite vision. Angels appeared to you and everything. If there's no spiritual energy, you're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. Aye. Give me that 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11. The Message translation. You have good ideas. If God does not give it energy, it's not going anywhere. Now look up at this scripture. Because we know that this extraordinary day is just ahead. We pray for you all the time. Pray that our God will make you fit for what he has called you to be. Pray that he will fill your good ideas and acts of faith with his own energy, so that it all amounts to something. Kai, see, there's an energy of the spirit required to drive you to your destiny. If God does not supply that energy, that your idea will not go anywhere. Prayer and fasting. Let me just leave there. There are a lot of people that lack momentum. You know what we say? That inertia is keeping people grounded. There are people that have been grounded for years. God has called them to do certain things. They've been grounded. Why? Inertia. They lack momentum to take off. Hallelujah. Let me just leave it there. So, let hunger and desire drive you to do these things. Consume materials. Get audio teachings. We have a lot of audio teachings here from our senior pastor, books. Do you understand? And then some of you, if you need strategic mentorship, okay, what book do you think I should read on this line? This line, you come and we'll refer it to you. A lot of people have met me, we've told them. I said, okay, see, you know your finances, they're a serious problem. Go and cancel these books. Spirituality, go and cancel this book. Destiny and purpose, go and cancel this book. Very important. Now, number three, what hunger and desire will drive you to seek is mentorship. Any young man that is on his own will take a long time before he arrives. But the scripture says the less is blessed of the better. It's scriptural. You cannot help yourself. There are seasons where you need mentorship. You need people to put fire on your head. Mentorship. Right now, I've ensured everybody is on his own. Everyone wants their space. Everybody wants to do what they want to do. They don't want to be accountable to anybody. Everybody wants to do. And that's what's happening. And because of that, they are even taking it into marriage. And that's why a lot of homes are having issues. No mentor figure. No accountability. Do you know that a mentor can give you an answer to a solution that may take you 6 months? I may agree with what I'm saying. Yes. Very important. Mentorship. Of course, you can add association to it too. Because listen, your association can make you or mar you. Your association. When the scripture says iron sharpeneth iron, it's very, very true. I'm telling you, if you have 5 wise friends and the 6th one is a fool, just give that one time. You become the 6th wise man. So also, you are the wise person. Everybody is a fool. We will give you time. Do you understand? Except you can influence them. But man, that will be difficult. Shalagaya. Eh? What? You will receive impartation, I'm telling you. But that's how association works. And there's power of association. Glory to God. Now, number two, I said hunger and desire. Number two, I talked about courage and action. Kai Shapatuski Balata. Courage. Joshua chapter 1. This is where I'm going to end. So that will break bread. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 1, verse 6. Just project for me very, very fast. Be strong and of a good courage. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto these people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I saw unto the fathers to give them. Next verse. Only be thou strong and very courageous. He mentioned it again. Even to the 9th verse. He kept saying, be strong and courageous. What is courage? Courage means you are stepping out in the midst of fear. In the midst of uncertainty, you are stepping out. Have you heard when they say, Kai, that guy dared that thing? You know, that guy took that risk. So you dare things. That's courage. There are people that are chicken hearted. Do you understand? They do certain things, to accomplish certain things is a problem. Why? They are chicken hearted. Courage. Courage. He told you, only be thou strong and courageous. Say this, I am strong and courageous. I can't even say that. I am strong and courageous. I am strong and courageous. You must have courage. Why? Because the battle in front of you, the challenges before you require courage. Require courage. So, projects before you, a lot of things before you. What are you going to do? You step out. You step out. That's why I mixed it, courage and action. There are people that God has said, okay, do this. And for months, they've been waiting. What are you waiting for? Why won't you just step out? Because when you step out, the anointing will meet you there. When you step out, God will meet you there. When you step out, do you understand? Suddenly things will be opened. Stepping out. Stepping out. Now, Pastor took a series that was titled Jump, It's Time to Fly, right? We said, if you don't jump, the parachute will not come off. Have you seen someone on the cliff that's about to jump and just release the parachute? It doesn't work. So you jump by feet. And when you jump, the parachute will come out. Are you getting what I'm saying? You jump. When the scripture says, faith without works is dead. You know what it's saying? That you believe means you act. And that's why a man of God defined faith as simply acting on what you believe. Meaning, if the element of action is not there, it's not faith. For it to be faith, it means God told you to do something. And faith is the leading of the Spirit. When the Spirit of God leads you and prompts you to do something, that is faith. That is faith in action. That is faith in action. James chapter 2, verse 14 and verse 17. We'll just end here. Hallelujah. James chapter 2, verse 14 and 17. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he had faith and have no works? Can faith save him? Meaning, this is faith. We'll question his faith too, if there's no works. If there's no works, give me verse 17. Even so, faith, if it had not worked, is dead. Being alone. So it means this morning season of your life where you're meant to devour the prayer, that is the season where you step out. Listen, it doesn't matter what happens when you stepped out. Whether you stepped out and it didn't work, you do it again. You do investment, you lost money, invest again. Have you seen a billionaire or a millionaire that's not lost money before? It's impossible. Or someone has broken forth and has not dared certain things and doesn't have a story to tell. No. So the question here is, what are you doing in this formative season of your life? Are you interfacing with these tools, with these materials we just talked about? Are you praying? Are you fasting? Are you giving? I didn't even have to talk about giving. You have to give up. As you give, you scale. As you give, you scale. As you give, you scale. That's what happens. Sacrificial giving. So what are you doing in this phase of your life? And you see, the Spirit of God is faithful. Most times He will keep reminding you. He will keep releasing promptings in your spirit that will tell you, okay, oh God, you know you have not been doing this. Okay, you know you need to do this. Those promptings will be coming. You'll be getting those promptings. Okay, you know, prayer, you have to pray more. Those promptings will be coming. Okay, you know your brain is dusty. Okay, do something about this. You'll be getting those promptings. I'm telling you, you'll be receiving it. He will tell you, okay, this is the time, okay, to step out to do this. This is the time to step out to start this meeting or to step out to start this thing. He will tell you. Because his faith will even tell you. Hi. He will tell you. I'm going to pray a simple prayer. Just pray in the Holy Ghost under your breath. Pray in the Holy Ghost while seated. The reason why we're saying is because our destiny is beyond our life. Our destiny is beyond us. Our calling is beyond us. There's a generation that is waiting for us to manifest. There's a generation that is waiting for you to be revealed. So when there are hindrances, when there are things that comes to slow you down, you pray in the spirit. You rid yourself of those distractions. You pray for the supply of the Spirit of Jesus. You pray for spiritual energy. If there's any area of your life, you know, Kai, I've been dragging. I know this area, I've been slow. I know God has been telling me to do this, but I've been lacking the momentum. I've been lacking the drive. Open your mouth and just pray in the spirit, somebody. Shepatanda katola bino sobre go palakata. Redekendeleke pandala kapandro koske freke toshka labata. Shapakata katala gabaragata. Lepando sobre go palatons. Is somebody praying this morning? Is somebody praying this morning? Your destiny is beyond you. Your calling is beyond you. Lipatons keshkida likata. Shapakatonze pregopakata. Oh Jesus, 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 Jesus. I know you have embedded a lot inside me. I know you have imparted me with substance. I know there are treasures inside these earthen vessels. Kabaya galabaya. I know kabaya labaya. You have called me to the nations. I know. Lord, I am not lackadaisical. I am not complacent. I refuse to be complacent. Yes, Shabakata. If you can rest your feet, rest your feet and pray in the spirit. Shepakato la bina kalananda kata. Larondo kondo koske peradi. Rabade, rabagade, ragabade. Ishependo panda kanda kata la kabandaka. Abratos kopaya. Iakata de. Some of you know you have been lacking momentum. Come on, pray for spiritual strength. Pray for the strength from the energy of the spirit. Pray for the energy of the spirit. Are you praying this morning? Lord, let your anointing come upon your people. Lord, let it supply them with energy. The energy of the spirit. Let your power, let it come upon them. In the name of Jesus, let that energy of the spirit rest upon somebody. Yes, yes. Let it rest upon Lapakata. That dragon, you have been dragging for too long. You have stayed before that mountain for too long. You have stayed before that territory for too long. Let the energy of the spirit propel you this morning. Ah, Shapakatas. Let it come upon you. Let the power of the Most High, let it overshadow you this morning. In the next 1 minute, the power of God will come upon somebody. In the next 1 minute, there's someone here you've been desiring. God has told you to do something, but energy is the problem. Momentum is the problem. Inertia is the problem. Shabbata, by the energy of the spirit, Kabalabaya, Rabakota Labaya, Lapa, let it come upon you in the name of Jesus. Shepakato labino copalata, rapando sobre copalata, shepate keleno sabacara la baya. Hallelujah. If you are sitting, rise to your feet. We're still going to pray, but we'll just break the bread. Hallelujah. When you take the bread, hallelujah. When you take the body of this covenant and the blood, when you take it, you know what I want you to do? I want you to begin to open your mouth and speak. If it's spiritual strength you need, pray for it. Do you understand? If it is courage, that lion heartedness, if that is what you desire, pray for it. If it is the strength to launch out, I want you to pray. So as the body comes to you, as the blood, I want you to take it and begin to vibrate in the spirit. I want you to take it and begin to release spiritual substance. Are you with me? Marco Palakata. Lord, we thank you for this body that is broken. Mantola Banda Gaskata. Father, Lesho Beradida Gelebata. Lord, we take it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Into strength, we take it. La para no kambagata. Into spiritual strength, we take it. Yes, suddenly the courage of the spirit is upon us. Suddenly, la pakato la bataya. You can go ahead to distribute it. La pato, as it comes to you, just continue praying. When it comes to you, take it and begin to speak. Shepando copandros que pilo panda kata.
I see the Lord.
Pray in the spirit before the body comes to you.
Set high above the worst of the people of the earth.
Can we go?
Very fast.
Just be very, very, very fast. Very fast. Come back.
I see the Lord.
And declare, Lord, for me this month, I make notable progress. Hey, I make notable progress. Nothing can hinder me. I make notable progress. Can you open your mouth and speak? I make notable progress. Progress that we are shalabaya, that we are amazed. My generation, I make notable progress. In the name of the Lord Jesus,
I stand upon this covenant and I speak not that who progress. Shaska palagara la baya.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. You can take the communion, you can take the body, you can take the blood. Lord, thank you. Lord, we make progress. Oh, your people make progress. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we make progress. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God, we made progress. Come on, if you're excited this morning, and you know that you have made progress this morning, and you know the Lord has supplied supernatural strength, I want you to give Jesus a shout. Come on, are you rejoicing? Give Jesus a shout. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.